I believe that there are infinite versions of reality being played out right now, that it's all happening at the same time, that time is actually a construct, it's not real. And so we can jump to any of those timelines at any time. So there's a reality where you are your most confident and successful self happening right now. And all you have to do is merge with that timeline. You have to hold the vibration of that person right now. So you're like, how do I do that, Sarah? That sounds great. I would love to do that. I want to get out of this timeline. I don't like having this lack of confidence, right? Well, first of all, we have to focus on feeling good. Hi, friend. Welcome to another episode of the Why Can't I podcast. I'm Sarah Hagstrom, CEO of The Coach and Grow Co., offering a spiritual path for entrepreneurs. If you are on a spiritual journey, you're going to love what we have in store for you. These are conversations that will empower you and have you ask the very important question of, why can't I, with a little bit of watch me energy? Okay, let's dive in. Hi, friend. Today's episode will be perfect for you if you have been feeling a little bit off, like you are so ready to get back to your most confident and vibrant self. And when I'm talking about confidence, what I'm talking about is your belief in yourself, your self-worth. I'm not talking about being perfect. I'm not talking about never making mistakes or looking a certain way, okay? I wanted to do this episode because it's something that I've been dealing with. Specifically, I noticed after my back injury. And if you didn't know, in 2021, 2022, I was dealing with debilitating pain. I wasn't able to walk. I wasn't able to sit, stand, drive, sleep, heck, even like breathe without pain. And I just remember feeling so weak. I remember this one time I was walking to therapy and Peter actually had to drive me to my therapy appointments because I couldn't drive myself. And there's this little hill that goes into the office and I felt so unstable, just feeling like I was going to fall down and wouldn't be able to get up and didn't want anybody to see me, just feeling like so small and weak. Needless to say, it really affected my confidence. And so I wanted to record this episode to share some of my tips for increasing your confidence, getting your confidence back if you have been experiencing a setback. And really, like, what I noticed was I was doing things that were keeping me in this lack of confidence loop. And I'm going to dive into those and explain those, but just really being mindful was a big one for me. And so if you're like, man, like, where has my confidence been? These tips, I think I have six, I think I wrote down six tips. These tips are crucial and I would love to hear how they resonate with you. So let's dive into them, shall we? The first tip is to be mindful of your words and specifically the questions you are posing and the thoughts you're expressing to yourself or maybe to others. For example, if you're saying things like, what happened to my confidence? I used to be so confident. What happened? I used to be brave. That's gonna prompt you to replay everything that has happened, everything that has led you to your lack of confidence. It's gonna bring you back to your struggle, to the setback. And maybe it's like what you're currently going through, right? Whereas if you were to start saying things like, I wonder what I can do today to feel confident, that is going to prompt you to think of things that make you feel how you want to feel rather than what you don't want to feel. So right now I'm recording this and I'm experiencing Bell's palsy. You can probably hear it in my voice. Now it's going to be very noticeable because I'm pointing it out, but pretty much it's the nerve on the left side of my face. It's sleeping. It's not awake. It's not responding right now. And so it's making it really hard for me to move the left side of my mouth and my eye, right? And it heals, but on its own timeline. And so while I've been experiencing this, I'll find myself talking to Peter and my mind will go to things like, when is this going to go away? But that is not helpful. That's not a helpful question because I don't know. That's out of my control. And that puts me back into this victim mentality, this, why is this happening to me, right? Like, that is not going to help me increase my confidence or feel good about myself, right? So really being aware of the questions that you're asking yourself. So for me, I'll say things like, if I want to say something, if I want to voice it, I'll say things like, I wonder what else I can do to take care of myself and return to the vibration of 100% health, right? And I know that this may seem a little bit odd or different at first, but it literally makes such a difference. So my first tip is to be mindful of your words. Like, how often are you asking questions that are going to give you answers that put you back in this lack of confidence or just this lack mentality in general? And the second one is to focus on what feels good. A lot of us have been part of this society, this timeline that insists that we need to face our problems and deal with things, that we can't live in delusion. However, I really believe that we're shifting out of that and into a place of love and harmony where manifestations happen faster. But in order for that to happen, we have to focus on what feels good and hold that vibration as much as possible, right? We can't be feeling good and then think about, you know, how we used to look skinnier or how we used to show up with more confidence or how we used to do videos all the time or how we used to love the way that we looked and now we don't, right? That is putting you in the past and you are not going in the past. I know you might think that looking at old photos of yourself or videos of yourself, and I've done this too, my friend, so you're not alone. And what I noticed for me is that makes me feel bad. That's the same as like what I was talking about before, asking those questions of like, where did my confidence go? Watching those videos and photos, you know, yourself when you were in a different position, you looked different, you know. If you're in this space of comparing that and saying like, oh, in the past, I had more confidence, I liked the way that I looked, I was more fit, then that is you being in this state of duality of good versus bad, right? And what I want you to transcend and shift into is tapping into your higher self, right? Where you are not comparing good versus bad. You are taking everything that you've learned, you know? So if you're looking at that photo from 5 years ago where you look different and you felt more confident, you're not going back there. You're not trying to go to the past and bring that forward. What you're doing is you're taking all the lessons that you've learned in this time, and then you're going to the new version of yourself, your higher self, right? Where you take all the growth that you've had and you become an even more evolved version of yourself. You're not going backwards, right? So really paying attention to that, if you're doing a lot of time going in the past, looking in the past, pay attention to how that feels. Because for me, that doesn't feel good. I'm not doing that. I'm not comparing myself to the past version of myself. I know there's like this meme that goes around and it's like, you know, the only person I'm comparing myself to is myself. I'm not doing that. I think it has good intentions where it's like, don't compare yourself to others. But I'm on the same team with myself, right? I want to be healthy and happy. And I am not in this like fight to be better than I was yesterday. I want to show up as the best version of myself all the time. And that's always going to change depending on what I'm going through in my life. And so really shifting out of that comparison to like a previous version of yourself, because you are moving forward. You're not going backwards. You're moving forward with all of the growth and the knowledge that you have. And you can become an even more confident version of you 5 years ago or 2 years ago or 1 year, whatever it is that you're doing. You know what I mean? So coming back to my second tip, focus on what feels good. So for me, this looks like I've been taking morning baths. So good. I'm not on video right now because that doesn't feel good for me. I'm not spending as much time on Instagram. Again, that doesn't feel super good to me. I am connecting with my community on Facebook and our Facebook group. I am connecting with my community and our program student communities. That feels really good. I'm reading more. I'm doing less work, but making it more impactful, right? So I'm focusing on quality rather than quantity. I've been baking healthy, nourishing treats and snacks for me and Peter, watching feel-good shows. Okay, I just finished. What is that show? I think it's EXO Kitty. It's so cute. It is so cute on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, it is definitely like a feel-good, light, it's cute. And we are also still watching Heartland. I cannot believe I'm going to say this, but we are on season 12. And if you follow me on Facebook, I mentioned that Peter insisted that we watch it the first season. And it was really rough. The first season, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But then I got hooked. Like, the characters are so good. Jack is the best. He has the best advice. He's such a sage. And it just makes you want to move out to the country, move to a ranch, work with your family, get off of social media. Like, it is such a good show to watch at the end of the day. So I highly recommend it. And there's like 15 seasons. So there is real show security if you are looking for a show. You got to get through season one though. But once you do, it's so good. Okay, so we're focusing on what feels good. Okay, then my third tip is pay attention to what is triggering you when it comes to your confidence and what comes up for you. When do you feel less confident? What are you doing that makes you feel less confident? Because some of this is going to be things that you're going to stop doing. You're going to stop doing things that make you feel less confident, but you're also going to go deeper. That's like one of the things that we teach in Inner Health Flow is to let your triggers teach you. We want to look at your shadow so you can transform it into your gift. If you do something and then feel lack of confidence, instead of instantly going to, okay, what feels better? This feels bad. Pay attention to the story that comes up. Is it a story of I'm not good enough? Is it judgment? Is it perfectionism? Perfectionism, right? Figuring out what that is. And then a lot of times, honestly, it's just self-love. Like if you can love that version of yourself, it will transform, right? If we can face our fears, they're no longer scary. The same is true with those things, those stories that come up when it comes to confidence. It might be your inner child that wants to be heard and loved. Maybe you're putting too much pressure on yourself. That was my story. I was doing a journey, an audio journey recently, which we do in Inner Health Flow. And I discovered part of my personality was afraid I wasn't going to reach my full potential. And it was keeping me in this fear pattern, keeping me from trusting the universe. And so I started to integrate that and work with that part of my personality. So then I could really see all of the opportunities that were coming forth when I truly surrendered and trusted the flow of life. So that is a really big one. And this is going to look different for everyone. But I think a lot of times we are so busy with our lives that we just kind of sweep it under the rug. It's like, oh, that doesn't feel good. I don't want to face that. I don't want to deal with that. You know, oh, if I just like buy a new outfit, or if I just like put a filter on, or if I just do something that gives me that dopamine hit, then I won't have to deal with this. But it will keep coming up for you and it will keep holding you back until you work through it. If this is speaking to you, reach out to me, because that is what we're doing in Inner Health Flow. It's our healing program for those on this journey of trusting the universe and working through our programming, childhood, right? Like being a human in this time and really uncovering what we need to work on and then healing it so that we can transform into our higher selves and we can show up in the world with confidence all of the time. There's no reason why we can't show up as our higher selves all the time. Of course, there's growth that will come and opportunities for us to go to that next level. But I think a lot of people don't realize that you don't have to struggle. You don't have to always be healing. You can go deep enough and get to the root and heal once and for all. So that is number three. Pay attention to your triggers. Those are clues, right? Love your shadow so you can transform it into your gift. And then number four is use affirmations, my friend. Maybe you've forgotten about these, or maybe you are just reading them and not really embodying them. Affirmations are so powerful. They can help you shift into the reality that you desire most. If you're like, I don't like the reality I'm currently living in, this is not what I envisioned for myself, create an affirmation for it, right? There's so much more than words that you're just reading. They have energy that allow you to wake up new consciousness within you, activate yourself. So with affirmations, the most important thing is that you pick or create affirmations that speak to you and what's going on in your life, and then you have to feel them. You cannot just simply read them with no emotion. They will not give you the desired results. You have to feel the emotions, the energy as you're reading them. I use affirmations to shift my beliefs around what is possible and help me hold that vibration, that frequency of what I'm drawing into myself, right? So I wrote down a few that you might try on and see if they resonate with you. So here we go. I'm confident and free. I always show up confidently. I show up as my higher self and people are naturally drawn to me. I am always on the right track. I'm confident and brave. I'm in the flow and opportunities always come my way. I see the good things happening in my reality. Maybe you like those, maybe you create your own. If you want to create your own, I recommend you take your limiting belief, so whatever it is around confidence, and you can do this for more than confidence, you can do this for everything in your life. Take your limiting belief around confidence, and then that is like your fear, right? That is your fear. That is like your shadow. And what you're going to do is you're going to shine some love on it. You're going to raise it up and you're going to flip it around. So you're going to create the opposite of what your limiting belief is and turn it into an I am affirmation. If your limiting belief is I hate the way I look, you're going to shine some light on it and turn it into I am beautiful inside and out, right? Keep them simple so you can repeat them easily every single day until that becomes your new reality. Do not underestimate the power of affirmations. And I also recommend that you create one and put it somewhere you can see it. I have them all over my house. Highly recommend them. Okay, number 5, rewrite your story. This is a good one. If you have a story from your past that keeps playing in your mind that has you feeling lack of confidence, I want you to rewrite it, okay? Maybe you launched a business and it didn't go well. You got divorced and you feel guilty about it. There was something that maybe your partner said to you, or maybe your parent said to you, that keeps playing in your mind around like you not being good enough or not doing a good enough job, right? Whatever it is, I want you to rewrite it. Part of my healing journey was rewriting my childhood and giving myself the childhood that I wish I had. The love that I wish I had when I was little. You can do this with anything in your life. Anything in your life that has happened in the past that you think is holding you back, keeping you from showing up as your most confident self that is replaying in your mind, I want you to rewrite it. Rewrite it as if it went how you wanted it to go or how you needed it to go. That is a gift that you can give to yourself right now. I know, again, this one might feel silly, it might feel weird, but this is your job. It's your job to give yourself the things you need to be confident. There's no reason why you can't shift into your most confident self right now, but you do have to do this work, okay? So write yourself the outcome that will leave you feeling like your most confident self. This is such a good one. And then number 6, last but definitely not least, maybe the best for last, is merge with a timeline where it all works out, where you are your most successful, confident self. You have your power back. Decide that you are that person now. So with this one, I believe that there are infinite versions of reality being played out right now, that it's all happening at the same time, that time is actually a construct, it's not real. And so we can jump to any of those timelines at any time. So there's a reality where you are your most confident and successful self happening right now. And all you have to do is merge with that timeline. You have to hold the vibration of that person right now. So you're like, how do I do that, Sarah? That sounds great. I would love to do that. I want to get out of this timeline. I don't like having this lack of confidence, right? Well, first of all, we have to focus on feeling good. So we can't focus on that we hate lacking confidence or that we hate the way our life is going. That is going to hold us down in vibration. So we don't want to focus on that. What we want to do is we want to show up how we would show up if we were 100% confident and successful. So, right, these are questions for you. How would you show up in your life if you were confident? What would you be doing? What would you be thinking? How would you be acting? Who would you be interacting with? Who would you not be interacting with? Who do you need to remove from your life, right? What thoughts and beliefs and stories do you need to remove? Like, if you want to merge with your most confident self, you have to become that version now. You have to hold that frequency and that vibration, and that is possible. You can totally do that, right? So that is your work, is to start doing those things, but then you have to hold the frequency. So for me, I noticed on like my healing journey, I would hold this frequency, but I wouldn't be able to hold it like long term. I'd hold it for a few days, especially during my spiritual awakening. It's like I would have it, I'd be feeling good, and then something would happen and I would feel low, right? And so it's like we have to hold it long term. Like we can't be in like a low frequency for like a week and then we have 2 days and we're in a high frequency and we're like, why haven't I jumped to that timeline? It's like you have to hold the good vibration, the high vibration as long as possible. You have to maintain it, right? And so if you notice that you drop out of it, for me, I'm always asking myself, like, am I showing up as my higher self? Is this how I would show up to this situation? Is this how I'd show up to this interaction? Is this how I'd give advice, give feedback, interact with Peter, make dinner, you know, shower, respond to emails? Am I showing up as my higher self in all scenarios, all of the time? And so when I drop out of it, because it happens, because we live in this universe where things are testing us. It's very dense. It can be challenging. A lot of times it can be challenging interacting with other people. And so what happens is when you drop out of it, your job is then to work your way back up. We have a spiritual path in Inner Money Flow, which is the other program that I run. It's a business program. It's all about manifestation and being in the flow and attracting abundance into your life and your business and sharing your life's purpose and all of that. It's really good. And we have a spirit path, and it is for doubt, fear, and overwhelm and overcoming those. And we have an emotional scale that goes with it, right? And so at the bottom of the emotional scale is I feel terrified, I feel doubt, overwhelm. And then at the top is abundance, joyful, and in the flow. And so if you start the week as your most confident self, you're feeling abundant and joyful and in the flow. And then like something happens, you get an email you weren't expecting, something happens to your family, you just wake up in like a really bad mood. I'm not asking you to jump back to the top of the scale. You're going to have to work your way up, right? You might be going from the bottom. I am in a state of I'm terrified. I'm fearful. I'm overwhelmed. Like, how am I ever going to get back to my most confident self? Right. So then you would work your way up, and maybe you would stop at, okay, I'm not terrified, but I'm nervous now about what's happening. And then you might move up to, okay, I'm not 100% confident, but I'm accepting what's happening. And you're going to slowly work your way back up to the frequency of the timeline that you want to merge with. Okay. So that is number six. Merge with the timeline where it all works out, where you are your most confident self. And you do that by starting to become that person now and holding that frequency, hold the vibe. Okay. So those are my tips for today. I want you to remember that confidence is an inside job. Don't let your mind tell you otherwise. I want you to connect with your heart, right? Your heart, when you're in your heart, when you're connected to your intuition, it's going to give you loving advice. It's going to be gentle. It's going to feel like a hug, right? When you're in your mind, when you're in also maybe like your ego, it's going to feel like judgy. It's going to feel like, oh, you should be doing this. You should be doing a better job. Da 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 da. It just doesn't feel good, right? You can retrain your mind to really support you. And that's what you're going to do with the first tip that I shared, right? Being mindful of your words and the questions you're asking yourself, but it does take some time. So I want you really, now that you've listened to this, to figure out which of these tips that you want to apply to your life, and then also celebrate everything you've been through. You are still here focusing on your growth. You're showing up as a bright light in the world. You're doing your best. You're listening to podcasts like this one so you can better yourself. Like, that is huge. Not a lot of people are doing that. So celebrate that. I hope this episode inspires you to show up as your most confident self. And I'm sending you so much love. Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend who might enjoy it, or share it on social media, because I always love hearing which episodes resonate with you most. All right, until next time, bye, friend.